Voice of the process. Processes need to be both capable and acceptable, stable.
No matter whether the process in question is a manufacturing process or a fulfillment slash customer facing process, it is crucial that it will be able to maintain the appropriate performance against specified criteria slash tolerances, upper and lower specification limits. This may be called voice of the process or process capability analysis. The idea is to let the facts of process variability versus stability guide the priorities of the transformation. While this tool is often used for operational process variation measurement, supply chains also have processes such as administrative processes, and the capability and stability of these processes can also be measured using the voice of the process. Process capability analysis compares the variation in process results to the specified allowable variation. It then determines whether the existing variance of the process will result in the process consistently succeeding to produce acceptable results. If a process is found to be incapable, then the study will be extended to find ways to improve steps within the process. When a process is studied, each possible source of variance should be analyzed to determine ways to minimize the overall variance. Closely related to process capability is process acceptability. Process acceptability is the ability of the process to conform to the mean in its dispersion because the process itself is stable. Exhibit 2-6 shows how a process can be more or less capable and more or less acceptable. Exhibit 2-6, capability versus acceptability in process capability analysis. If the process was to hit a bullseye target with arrows, a capable and acceptable process would have a tight grouping around the bullseye. For example, the target mean, as shown on the top right. Here, each ring is shown as being one standard deviation, SD, away from the mean at the center. If there was still a tight grouping, but the grouping was off to one side, this would be capable, but not acceptable, bottom right. In an unacceptable process, results that are further from the bullseye, even in a tight grouping, will still be much more likely to be outside the specification limits or near to it. This could be due to a bow sight that has become miscalibrated, for example, making the process no longer stable. If a process is incapable but acceptable, top left, it will generally be centered around the mean, but be in a wide dispersion. A process could also be incapable and unacceptable, a wide grouping that is also not centered on the mean, in the bottom left. Note that the CP and CPK indices referenced in the graphic are discussed below. Measuring process capability and acceptability. Capability indices calculate a single number that represents the capability or acceptability of a process. The ISC Supply Chain Dictionary defines process capability index as follows. The value of the tolerance specified for the characteristic divided by the process capability. There are several types of process capability indices, including the widely used CPK and CP. The CP and CPK calculations use the limits of the product or service specifications, the upper specification limit, USL, and the lower specification limit, LSL, along with the standard deviation, SD, of the process. CP is used to measure capability and is calculated as follows. CP assumes that the process is centered between the upper and lower specification limits. If the CP is greater than 1.00, the process is capable. In other words, it is capable of producing 99.7% of products within the tolerances. However, just because a process is capable, that does not necessarily mean that it is acceptable. An acceptable process is one that is reasonably centered between the upper and lower specifications limits. If the process is shifted from the mean too far to one side or the other, there will be a tendency for more failures in the direction of the shift away from center. Therefore, the CPK calculation is used to measure how centered the process is on the target. The CPK calculation is as follows. CPK does not assume that a process is centered between the upper and lower specification limits. It takes into account both variation and the location of the process center. If CPK is less than 1.00, the process is unacceptable. 1 to 1.33. The process is marginal, barely within specification. Greater than 1.33, the process is acceptable, well within specification. Since both of these metrics are based on specification limits, and since specification limits are based on customer requirements, a process will be deemed to be both capable and acceptable when it meets customer requirements. Defining upper and lower specification limits. Note that, depending on the process, defining specification goals and acceptable limits may be simple or difficult. For example, In manufacturing, specifications for parts manufacturing can be expressed precisely using units of measure, such as millimeters, and upper and lower limits may simply be defined at a measure where a part no longer fits or is able to perform a given action or function. In a supply chain, something like percentage of on-time deliveries can be similarly quantified, as can things like order accuracy. However, other forms of service are not as easily quantified. Improving customer service processes may rely on improvement of delivery times, and a specific specification limit may be difficult to define. In some cases, early delivery may not increase overall customer satisfaction. Even if customers are generally happy to receive faster than expected service, they generally would have accepted a slower service provision without becoming unhappy, or could decrease it if the customer has a lack of storage space. Where processes are difficult to correct in order to improve performance, providing an explanation to the customer as to why a process takes a given amount of time to complete may actually increase overall satisfaction with the process.